fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to take one more look at the passage from Romans chapter 5 on faith, which we've been talking about this whole week, chapters 4 and chapter 5 from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, taking a cue from the church past Sunday, giving us Romans chapter 5, and then Monday, Romans chapter 4. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there. You can listen to them either on your computer or put them on whatever device will allow you to listen to them at any time at your leisure. I ended yesterday's program with a beautiful passage from Romans chapter 5, where Paul describes the gift that we've been given in both faith and hope. I've been talking all week about faith being that radical abandonment of our hearts, surrender to God, the abandonment of our heart and trust to God, to what God has revealed, to saying yes to the truth that's revealed, but also surrendering our lives to the person, the revealer, to give ourselves to Jesus, to give ourselves to God the Father, to say yes to his offer of salvation to make us children of God, to make it possible for us to enter into this relationship with God that is our destiny, that's precious beyond anything we can even imagine. So Paul had these beautiful words in chapter 5, where he talks about the love of God was poured into our hearts through Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's what he said. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. I spoke quite a bit yesterday about that section, so you can find it on the station if you go there. Verse 3, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. What did Jesus come to do? He came to make it possible for every human being who says yes to his offer to receive what the scripture calls the promise of God. And the promise is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus died so that he, being one of us, the head of a new race of people, the new creation born in him, that new thing God is doing to deal with sin and death and human decay and separation from God, God did something entirely new. He began something new in the person of Jesus Christ. So the new humanity already exists in Jesus. And now Jesus, as the victor, as our Lord, as the second Adam, is now giving us a share in his life. That's what salvation means. And it comes as God's free gift to which we surrender and say yes to. And then we direct our hearts and minds. And of course, faith expresses itself in love ultimately, right? So that's where you get into the letter of James, where he makes clear that there's an important balance here. Faith without works is dead. That is what? Faith without love. Love is to will the good of another. Love is actually to decide to love another with the heart of Christ. So these deeds of love reveal whether or not we have faith. I mean, the deeds of love follow from faith. Faith expressing itself in love is what St. Paul describes it as at one point. This is so relevant for us here in this season of Lent because this is the heart of the matter. This is what the Lord is after. This is what the church is trying to help us come into more fully. And the church is inviting us and helping us and giving us the sacraments, giving us God's word, giving us the saints and the council and the witnesses, giving us this extraordinary invitation and endowment of resources in the Spirit to help you and me come into the life that Paul's describing here. A life in which I'm born anew by God's power at work in me through the Holy Spirit, making me God's son. putting me in a new relationship with Him. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Later in this letter, I just want to touch on this today, in chapter 8, Paul will summarize in one of the most beautiful chapters in the entire Bible the goal of this work of the Spirit within us. Paul reminds us, don't you know that the Spirit of God really does dwell in you? He'll raise that question in other letters as well. Do you not know that you're the temple? You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. He means both the church, but also each one of us individually who are baptized into Christ. Verse 12 of Romans 8, he said this, so then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if we live according to the flesh, we will die. What is he talking about here? What's the flesh? Is it my skin? No. What he's talking about is the dimension, the fallen dimension of my nature. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Paul mentioned earlier in Romans. All have sinned and fall short of that glory. And Jesus says at one point, the flesh is useless, but only the Spirit gives life. My flesh, my fallen nature, cannot rise to a relationship with God on my own resources. It's impossible. Why? Because the flesh resists God and resists God's will. The flesh is that dimension of me that says, my will be done, not God's will be done. Me first. That's the flesh. That resists God's plan and purpose. And Paul is just reminding us that we used to live according to the flesh. Paul said that's the road to death and eternal separation from God. That's his point here. He says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. That's what he means. You're going to die. Everybody's going to die a biological death, but if you live according to the flesh and you don't die in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you're going to die eternally separated from God. That's really, really crucial news, isn't it? It's really important to see that. And he goes on, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If by the Spirit, now, what Spirit? The Spirit you're given at baptism, right? The Spirit that Paul was talking about that was poured into our hearts by Jesus Christ. Here's another moment to just stop and think. This is why Jesus is the only Savior of the world, friends. He's the only God-man. He's the only Son of God who came to die for our sins, first of all. But only Jesus, the Christ. Christ means he's the anointed one. He's the one full of the Spirit. What we need to be saved is God giving to us a share in his eternal life. And that's in his Son, Jesus. We can't miss this fact. It's not just some generic thing floating out there. It's not just some force. It's the Spirit of the Son. It's the Spirit of the Father and the Son, united to human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ and given to us in baptism. So Paul is saying, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, that is the flesh, you will live. So we're given the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Spirit, to subdue the drives of the flesh within us, the drives that the habit patterns of sin, the bitterness, the anger, the kind of things Jesus said that was in the human heart, the kind of things we're reflecting on during, if we're honest, the kind of things we're listening to from the church, the reflection on the nature of what's in the human heart. Jesus said, look into your heart, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, lust, unforgiveness, hatred. These things are present in the human heart. And Jesus came to give us a new heart in the grace of the Holy Spirit. And we cooperate, especially in the season of Lent. We remember what this battle's all about. We're not just striving according to our own power and resources, but we are surrendering. We're cooperating with, we're being docile to the presence of Jesus' own Spirit within us. And Jesus is at work in that Spirit, helping us subdue the drives of the flesh that lead us to be separated from God. And friends, I just have to say, you know, you can just see across our country right now, and across the Western world, but across our country is a great divide. You know, we see it as a great political divide. There's tremendous chaos and confusion breaking out. And in some ways, it feels like the plates are shifting. And there's a kind of great confusion that's out there about life, about what it's about what's good, what's evil. Where can one find happiness? You know, the primordial revelation of God, male and female, is completely up for grabs now. There's just so many things that seem to be unraveling, and people are becoming unhinged. People are kind of losing their bearings, as Pope Benedict XVI described it. He said, humanity's losing its bearings because it's cut itself off from the ground of all reality, which is God himself. And when we do that, what ends up happening is the flesh begins to lay hold of us, that the flesh and the power of sin and death, again, death is what? It's a disordered energy at work, darkening the human mind. Let's walk again in the shadow of death, unclear about why we're here, where we're going, what's the meaning of life, how do I find truth, how do I find my way home, is there any meaning in all this? All that battle starts coming up again, and it's profoundly disorienting to the human mind and the human heart, and so it spills out in society. In confusion. People get angry because they want the government to save them. And they want some politician to save them and whatever. And that's impossible. And we lose peace. We lose confidence in God and that life has meaning and we're grounded in reality itself. So that's really what Paul's talking about here. We're seeing that battle unfolding, and it's always unfolding in human society, sometimes to a greater degree, sometimes to a lesser degree. Verse 14, chapter 8. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit of himself bearing witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Here's where the work of Jesus is going. This is what Lent is meant to help us lay hold of and live in more fully. That our battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil is overcome by the work of Jesus in us through the Spirit. And he's saying, look, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, freedom to be everything you were made to be, freedom to live according to God's purpose and plan in your life, to live like a child of God, to live with that communion with God, the love, the trust, the abandonment, the surrender. He said, you did not have a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. We used to live in the fear of death, which Paul mentions in another place very clearly. He said, but you've received a spirit of sonship. And so Jesus' own spirit is in us as the spirit of Christ. Jesus himself cried out, Abba, Father, cried out to God with loud cries and tears. Scripture says, we're given his spirit to orient us to God the Father, to know that we're not alone, that we're God's idea. We came from God. We have purpose, and we're heading home to God in Christ, in the Holy Spirit. And knowing that we're sons and daughters of God, goes on to say, we're his children and therefore heirs to everything that belongs to the Son. That's your destiny. That's mine. And Lent helps us get clear on that reality so that we can live in that freedom and the joy that comes from it. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.